book of Matthew, chapter number 7. We'll read a couple of verses here and try our best to give you what the Lord has put on our heart for the service this morning. Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to read very familiar scripture into your hearing this morning. And we've probably heard it read and preached on multitudes of times. But it's just on my heart, this scripture, and the very simple thoughts on my heart for the service this morning. I certainly desire your prayers that the Lord would help us, that we'd be obedient unto Him and be a help and a blessing to you this morning. Matthew chapter 7, when you found your place, if you're able and willing to do so, we'll stand together. Of course, by standing, we're just showing reverence and honor to the reading of the Word of God. Matthew chapter 7, you'll notice this morning, if you have a red letter Bible, that these words are written in red. These are the words of the Lord while He was on the earth, part of this great Sermon on the Mount. It's been titled so many times, began in Matthew 5, and will end in the latter portion of Matthew 7. But here, as He's preaching and teaching to this multitude and His followers, He says in Matthew 7 and verse 7, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Father, I thank You, Lord, this morning for the ability that You've given us to be able to be in Your house today. I thank You, Lord, for each one that's come this way and for their presence in the house of God. Lord, that we realize this morning that if as long as we're here, but yet without You, all our presence is vain. Lord, I'm reminded this morning of the writer that said all's vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Lord, this morning I don't want to just gather together, Lord, just to go through the motions. Lord, I don't want to gather together in the house of God today, Lord, just so we can check it off our list and go back to the house and feel like we've done our service for this Lord's Day. But Lord, I'd like to hear from heaven today if You'd be so kind and so merciful as to pass by our way. Oh, I pray today, Lord, that the breeze from yonder's world might stir and blow over our soul today. Oh, that, Lord, we might hear the wonderful words of life straight from the Word of God today. And, Lord, that it might work in us that great work that only You are able to do in us today. Oh, I beg today, Lord, that You might take this unworthy vessel. I pray, Lord, You'd empty me of myself and anything, Lord, that's contrary unto You. Would You fill me with You, oh Lord, Your touch, Your presence, and Your power today. As was mentioned this morning, the Sunday school airs the writer wrote. I pray, Lord, that there'd be nothing between me and You, Lord, that would hinder You from being able to take me and do with me what You will. Lord, I offer myself as a willing vessel into Your hands. Would You use me as a mouthpiece? Would You speak through me? Would You literally preach to me today the word of life that You'd have for Your people to hear? May we leave today, Lord, better by being in the house of God, around the things of God. Would You do a work in us? Would You remind us today of the access that we have unto You? Remind us today, Lord, of who You are and what You're able to do for us, even in these last days. May we leave today, Lord, with our hearts and our minds stayed on Thee. Would You give us, Lord, one more time a fresh glimpse of who You are today? May we have the experience that Isaiah had when he saw the Lord high and lifted up. May You turn our attention away from the things, Lord, we cannot change, of the things, Lord, we have no control over, of the things that would cause us to live in discouragement and defeat. And would You turn our eyes unto You today, that we might leave better than we come,
Lord, that we might leave encouraged and strengthened in our spirit for this day. And Lord, for all that you're pleased to do, we'll praise and we'll thank you. Would you get glory unto yourself above everything that's done or said here today? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. I thought about these verses that were read in your hearing. And as I said already, they're familiar unto us. No telling how many times that we have heard these verses read. No telling how many times we've heard them preached on or taught out of this Word of God here. Well, the Lord said, "Ask, and it shall be given you." And if I was to be honest with you, for the majority of the week since Wednesday night, I've been pretty empty. I really didn't know what the Lord wanted for the service today. But after yesterday, I worked outside for the majority of the day and then come in and got cleaned up and to rest for the evening. And yesterday evening, I was in the bedroom and I had gotten cleaned up and was getting ready to sit down for a little while. And it's just like the Holy Ghost flooded my soul and brought this scripture to my heart and the words of a song. And many of you, if you've heard me preach any length of time, you know that I relate a whole lot to songs. And just seemingly out of the blue, out of nowhere, the Lord worked it in me and I knew it was Him. And it just filled my soul and the tears started coming out of my eyes. And I feel it in my heart again this morning. And I don't know how many of you have ever heard the song, but the chorus says, "You can't ask too much of my God." And that's what come to my heart, is that you can't ask too much. And here in the scriptures, the Lord is preaching to this multitude, and He just says, "Ask, and it shall be given you." He doesn't give any stipulation on what it is that we're asking, but He said, "Everyone that asketh, receiveth." Now, I'm not this morning preaching what some in this day would preach about the health of the wealth and the prosperity crowd. I'm not preaching charismatic doctrine that you just get whatever you ask for, that you can ask the Lord today for a new house and He'll give it to you, or a new car to drive and He'll give it to you. If that's really what your mind's on, I probably won't be much help to you today. But I begin to think about this scripture and about the ones in the scripture that really wanted something from God, that they had a desire to have something that they could not attain for themselves, and God came through. I begin to think that there's nothing too big that you can ask of God this morning. Maybe you come in with a need or a burden on your heart, and seemingly maybe the world, maybe the devil, maybe your own flesh has tried to convince you that that's too hard, or that's too big, or that's too much for you to ask of God. Can I tell you this morning, you can't ask too much of God. I begin to think about what the writer said when he began, whoever it was that wrote the song, began to talk about some through the Word of God that asked, and God came through. And I begin to think about here we are in 2021, and our needs, I'm glad God can still meet our needs even in this day. I want to tell you this morning, there's a few things that got to working in me and started coming to my heart. I want to say, you'll never find a time in the Word of God, and it won't be today, and you'll never find it in the days to come where God's ever been unable to do what His people needed. There's never been a time. I thought about Abraham and Sarah when the Lord came and visited them, and He began to tell them that Sarah would conceive and have a son. She's 90 years old, and Abraham's 100, and the Bible said that Sarah laughed in the tent, and the Lord said, "Is anything too hard for God?" I want to ask you this morning, whatever you're dealing with in your life, whatever burden you have on your heart, whatever needs in your soul, is anything too hard for God? The Bible said, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think." You couldn't dream up or imagine anything that would ever too hard for God, there'll never be a time that He's not able to do what you need Him to do in your heart. What a thought. I mean, who would have thought that Abraham, 100, matter of fact, if we go to the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews and read, the Bible said that there sprang therefore one of him who was as good as dead. That's how the world looked. That's how Christ looked at the situation, is that Abraham was as good as dead, and Sarah was as good as dead. But I'm glad it wasn't too big for God. You just can't ask too much of God. If you have a need this morning, I'm glad to report to you that God's able to meet your need today. You'll never find a time He's unable. Then I thought about there'll never be a time He's unavailable. I mean, just got to come into my heart. But last night, I'm glad I never have ever went to God. I thought about there's a dear sister, and she's gone on to glory now. But every time I think about it, I think about her standing saying, I can call Jesus anytime. I'm glad the writer said He is always on the line. I never have went to God and got a busy signal. I never have went to God and got an out-of-order signal. I never have went to God and got that recording. You know that you get sometimes and you call a number that you ain't called in a while, and somebody on the other end will say, I'm sorry, but this number's been disconnected or no longer is in service. I'm going to never have got that. There've been some days I've been out of service. There've been some days I've been where I couldn't get signal. But I'm glad to report to you there's never been a time that God's been unavailable. But He's always there. The Bible said, He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. But He keeps all hours of the night. I'm glad if you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't have to worry about waking Him up. He's already up and He already knows about what your need is. When you cry yourself to sleep and nobody else knows what's going on, I'm glad there's a God in heaven that knows what's going on, and you can't ask too much of God. I'm glad to know it this morning, aren't you? I mean, it's stirring in my heart. Just about the God that we serve. I don't think we have the comprehension of who He is. I think in this day it'd do us good to have an experience like Isaiah had. When he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And at that moment, nothing else mattered, because Isaiah got a glimpse of who God really was. There's never a time that He's unable. There's never a time that He's unavailable. But ain't it amazing? There's never a time that He's inaccessible. But I'm glad He made a way for us to get where He is. The writer said He broke down the middle wall of partition. And now He's called us unto Himself. That we who were sometimes far off are now made nigh by the blood of Christ. And He said, therefore, having this boldness, He said, we can come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The writer of Psalms said He's a very present help in trouble. I'm glad that God is accessible unto the believer. I understand that there are things that may come in our life that we make ourselves inaccessible unto God. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I understand all that. But I'm saying, when you really need Him, and there's a clear pathway between you and Him, I'm glad God is accessible to His people. I'm glad we don't have to go through formality and routine. If the only time you ever pray is when we get around the altar, you're missing out. But I'm glad driving down the road, you can pray. I'm glad when you're working outside, you can pray. You don't have to stop and bow your head and bend your knees. It's good if you can, but sometimes you can't. But I'm glad God's not interested in all that formality. The Bible said, matter of fact, there's a publican standing in the house one day and said he wouldn't even lift his eyes to heaven, but he put his foot on the breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm glad God heard him, and God will hear you. I'm glad He is accessible unto us. Amen. To think we can take all our cares Now, I was listening to that song again this week, maybe not before last. And I preached on it not too long ago, and it still stirs my heart every time I hear it. Where the writer said, leave it there. Just leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. I'm glad He's accessible. I'm glad we can get where He is and lay our burden at His feet. I'm glad He's accessible unto us this morning. And you can't ask too much of Him. Oh, it got to rolling in me last night. Just sitting there, I closed my eyes. And I don't know how other preachers study, and I don't know how you study and meditate, and that ain't, it's just between you and God. I'm wired the way I am. I'm made the way God made me. And so I just sat there, I read the scripture. I knew what God had already worked in my heart. I got out of the chair singing the song, and tears started rolling out of my eyes. I thought about the writer said, David gathered a handful of stones. But where the soldiers had fallen, he waited alone. And the writer said, with one prayer and a little rock, but the giant fell right on the spot. He said that's what David prayed for, and that's what David got. You can't ask too much of my God. I thought, you know, there are times in the scripture where we see people that actually pray and the prayer is recorded, then we see the result. I thought about Hannah when she went into the temple and prayed, and she was in sorrowness and bitterness of soul and spirit praying for a son. We see the prayer and then we see the result. But I'm going to tell you there are times that we just see the results and the secret prayers never recorded. But it's an evident fact based on the results that took place. There was some prayer that was prayed somewhere along the line before they ever got to that place. And you just can't ask too much of my God. I thought about, you know, we read about David. And we read about him walking out on the battlefield against Goliath. And we read about him picking up them five smooth stones and putting them in his shepherd's bag. And we read about him putting one in the sling. And we read about his conversation between him and Goliath. And we read about his courage and his boldness. But we don't ever read about, as far as being recorded in the Word of God, a time of prayer. But you can guarantee for him to step out on the battlefield with the boldness and the courage that he had. He said, you come to me with spears and a sword. But he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord, the host of the armies of Israel. You can guarantee, though it may not be recorded, that when he gathered the stones, no doubt he prayed and said, God, give me strength to face the giant. I know he's bigger than I am. I know everybody else is afraid. And no doubt David in his flesh was afraid. But I'm glad if God can give strength and courage to a little old boy to face a 9-foot tall giant. What do you think God can do for us today? There's nothing too big for Him. It just got to working in me. If God, it's like the Lord was speaking in my heart last night. And He said, if I can do this, what makes you think I can't help you? If I can do that, what are your needs compared to that? And it just started rolling in me. If God could give a son to Hannah, what could He do for you and me? The Bible said that the Lord remembered her and gave her a son. If God could give a son to Abraham and Sarah, what do you think He could do for me and you? If God could give strength to a little old Hebrew boy named David to face a giant, what do you think He could do for me and you? If God could be with three Hebrew boys in the midst of the fire, I just sat there last night and I thought, Lord, what do you want me to get out of this? I hate everything I preached. I had to start with the same letter. A lot of times it does. It's just the way that it comes to me. It helps me remember it. And God knows who I am and where I am and what I need. But I don't focus so much on that. If that's the way it comes, thank God for it. And if it don't bother me. But I thought of that. He spoke to my heart and said He could give strength to David and a son to Hannah and Abraham and Sarah. And all of a sudden, like a mighty rushing wind, He said that the sovereign God of heaven would get in the fire with three Hebrew boys. What would He do for me and you? Burn encouraged my heart to know that when they got thrown in the fire, God was already there. I mean, the sovereign God of heaven came to where they were in their trouble, in their trial, and if God will do that for them, He'll do the same for us. You can't ask too much of God. Can you think of something this morning that He can't do? I mean, really, I'm just preaching my heart this morning, and the false God let me think last night. Can you really think of anything that the Lord can't do? Can you think, I mean, deep down in your heart, answer the question. In your heart, can you really think of anything too big for Him? Can you think of anything too small for Him? Sometimes we think, well, it's a bother to God for us to take our trouble. But it don't matter, big or little, or somewhere in between. Take all your trouble. He said to cast all your care. Big cares, little cares, medium-sized cares, all your cares. Cast them all on Him because He cares for you. There's nothing too hard for Him. You can't ask too much of God. I thought about the Apostle Paul in Acts 27 on that storm, in that storm on that ship. And I've referenced that scripture, seems like a lot here lately. But I think that's where the church is in this day. That's the last recorded storm in the Word of God. And a lot of times in the scripture you'll read about ships and sailing being likened to the Christian life and the church. And that's the last storm recorded in the Bible. It's the worst storm recorded in the Bible. It's the one that happened around midnight and then they reached the land at the end of the storm. And I feel like that's where the church is in this day. And God had already spoken to Paul before the storm ever come, that he was going to appeal before Caesar. He was going to make it to Rome in Italy and stand there and plead his case before Caesar. But then the storm comes, and even Paul, even though he had a word from God then, the storm got so big, he said all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But I'm glad in the midst of the storm, though God had already given him a word back yonder, I'm glad God was big enough to give Paul a sign again. And I'm telling you in this day, I'm not talking about signs and wonders that the charismatics preach about, but I'm glad God can speak again, give a sign again, work in the heart of the people of God again, that everything's going to be okay, even in the midst of a storm. You just can't ask too much of my God. And I really, the way I felt last night when the Holy Ghost was working in my heart, I really don't feel like I'm doing any justice preaching it this morning, but I'm trying to get my heart out to you. And I thought about, oh, the next verse. It said, on the three Hebrew children, God smiled. And when Sarah was 90, God gave her a child. Then the writer said, I believe that just as then, He's here to move like that again. He has a miracle for you to do. He only needs to hear from you. For you can't ask too much of my God. And then the chorus says, when you're broken and you cannot find the peace of mind that seems to leave you behind, have you spoken to the God of Abraham, the great I am? He's greater than any problem you've got, for you can't ask too much of my God. Now I want to tell you this morning, you can't ask too much of Him. Oh, He's moved for us before. He's answered prayers for us before. We have people in attendance in the building this morning that are direct result of the fact that God answered prayer. That we could take our problems when the world said, oh, I don't know so much about that. But when the doctors say, I don't know so much about that. I don't want to point anybody out and embarrass anybody, but I know He won't care. I think about Brother Locke, not just in the sickness lately, but I've heard him testify several times about the cancer that he faced, and the doctors said all that they said. I'm telling you this morning, you cannot ask too much of God. He can do what everybody else says is impossible. Christ said that things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Amen. You just can't ask too much. And I've heard of stories and heard of stories, and I'm glad to hear stories. It encourages my heart to hear stories. But I'm going to tell you, I don't have to just go find somebody and ask them to tell me their story, because I've seen a few myself of times that looked like It was impossible. It looked like, it don't have to necessarily be some physical sickness or a doctor writing somebody off and saying it'll never happen or something like that. It can be a spiritual need where you get in the place that it looks like the sun will never shine again. I mean, that's as real in our heart as the physical sickness and disease. And I've been in some of them places where I've walked away from the house of God and thought because of everything that went on that it'd never be the same again. The sun would never shine again. I'd never stand to preach again. I was done. I closed the book. I got like Jeremiah and said, I won't open the book. I won't even mention his name. But I'm glad that God moved when nothing else nor nobody else could help. I'm glad God was a very present help in my trouble.
I thought about years ago when I'm just going to try to follow the Lord. I'm about done. I thought about years ago, I left the church I was pastoring at the time. And it was kind of rough circumstances. And I walked out of the church and got in the car. And I didn't say nothing to my wife. I didn't say nothing to nobody. But in my heart, I said, Lord, it's all over. It'll never be the same again. There's no way it can be. In my heart, I went to where I was attending church at that time and sat down on the pew. And I said, I'll never preach again. I mean, it'll never be the same again. I'll just go here and there and that's about it. And that's all I'm going to do is just sit here on the bench. And I was discouraged and I was down and out. And in my heart, though the Lord knew if that's what He wanted for my life. It wasn't the ideal. It really wasn't what I wanted. But if that's what He wanted, I was satisfied with it. And I thought, Lord, I'll just sit here. And that's all I'll do. I'll just sit here. And I said, to go from preaching three times a week. And I thought, you know, pastoring the church. I thought, I'll just preach, you know, once or twice every month or two. It'll never be the same again. And didn't think much about it. After that, the Lord started opening doors. But I got to the end of the year, and the Lord brought to my heart what I said all them days ago when I said it's impossible. It'll never work out. It'll never be the same. You don't have to be a preacher for the bottom to fall out and you to feel like you'll never be used of God again. You don't have to be a preacher to be in that state, but that's how I felt. I felt like I'd never be used again. And I got to the end of the year, or maybe a year's time passed, and the Lord said, look back. I mean, I was so confident, and I'm saying confident in my flesh, and confident in my feelings, that it never happened again. It'd never be the same. You know, I had a calendar, and I started writing down everywhere I went, and everywhere I preached, and when God opened doors. And I got to looking back, the Holy Ghost one Sunday morning, and some of you heard the story, me testify several years ago, we was all together in the church building, I got to looking back, and 47 out of 52 weeks, I was somewhere preaching in the house of God. And the Lord said, see what you thought would never work. He said, I worked it out to my good, and my glory unto your betterment. And I'm telling you this morning, I don't have to go on somebody else's tail to know that nothing's too hard for God. I can tell about my own tail and my own experiences to know that God can do anything. Amen. Do anything. We all as a collective body have been through enough to know God can do anything. God can take situations that are less than desirable. Situations that we wish we could never have to go through again. Situations that we wondered at the time why that we had to go through them. But here we are this morning with the presence of God has been working in our midst. I'm telling you, nothing is too big and too hard for God. You just can't ask too much of Him. And I really feel like in my heart this morning I've tried my best in my feeble way to deliver what's on my heart. I don't feel like I've done a whole lot of justice to what God had worked in my heart. But I've obeyed the Lord. And I want us to stand this morning all across the house. I'm done. I really feel like this morning there's somebody in the building.